Remember, keep the eye on the prize, whatever the prize is, and it should be tangible. Don't say broad things like, oh, happiness, life's gonna be better, oh, I'll make enough money. Pick a number. When I make 100 grand a year, I'll be able to do blank. What's the best way to avoid procrastination? Well, simple. You gotta stop thinking about the work that you have to do, because then you'll wanna keep procrastinating. Too many people focus on, okay, when should I do this? How should I do it more efficiently? No, forget all that. At first, what you have to do is only think about the thing you want, the end game result. There's an old saying, keep your eye on the prize. People misinterpret what that means. You gotta take it literally. What's the prize? It has to be specific. So you gotta be like, because I'm gonna replace my old Mitsubishi Galant with a Mercedes, or I'm going to go to Hawaii on a vacation, or I'm going to never again have to wake up with an alarm clock because I'm gonna start my own company. All the things you're procrastinating about come from basically a misalignment in your brain of something that I call the reward versus pain ratio. So the second pain becomes too much of your focus, whether it be, okay, I'm gonna have to, you know, work hard to start a business or to complete a new project. That's pain, right? When you focus on pain, sure, you'll think about the reward. You wanna get a raise, you wanna start your own business, you wanna have more freedom. But when the reward is not contemplated enough, if it's not visualized, then the pain gets too high. It's like a scale when I say, you know, the reward pain ratio. And so the scale, when the pain gets too high and the reward gets too low, you'll always procrastinate. There's no solution. No one has an answer for you. You can read all kinds of books. I read lots of books. There's no answer. The second the reward pain ratio is out of whack. So like Mark Cuban told me, he said, Ty, when he was poor, he used to drive around Dallas, Texas, literally. He had no money, drive around and look at rich people's houses. And so he could have very specific rewards in mind. He could be like, ooh, I want a pool like that, or ooh, I want to, you know, whatever, this many square feet. And it doesn't have to be all material things. It can be other stuff. You can, you know, think about, like I said, for me as an entrepreneur, one of the things I think about, what I think about is specific stuff like, I never want to have someone to tell me what to do. That's why I became an entrepreneur. I'm like, you know what? I don't like people telling me what to do. So I keep that in mind sometimes when I don't feel like working. I'm like, ooh, but do I want to go back to a life where if I want to come to New York, I got to ask somebody. And the more I focus on the rewards, whatever it is that rewards you, you know, this is the same thing with like working out. People focus too much on the workout. You know, it doesn't matter that much which workout routine. It's like diet. Diet doesn't matter that much either. There's people gaining and losing weight as vegans. There's people gaining and losing weight as paleo. There's people gaining, it's the same with workout routines. Some people are doing high intensity stuff. Some people are big cardio people. Some people lift weights. At the end of the day, the people who stick to the routine are the ones who get in shape, period. So that's what I meant why if you focus on the painful event, like, oh, I gotta go to the gym, like, and guess what? And you start thinking about, okay, am I gonna be vegan? Am I gonna be, nah, forget all that. Ask yourself, what's the reward for you being in great shape? Will you date somebody that's not attracted to you now that will become attracted to you? Just focus on being in a relationship with that person or dating them. Don't be a psycho stalker, but you know, you literally focus on that. And then you go to the gym because now you've changed your mental perception of the reward pain ratio. Remember, the reward pain ratio is very illusory. It's imaginary for some people. The Rock says one thing that changed his life was when he was like 5 years old, his dad would bring him to the gym. And his dad was a bodybuilder and an athlete. And he said his dad rewired his brain because his dad wouldn't let him work out because he was too young. So his dad actually rewired his brain as a 5 year old. And he says to this day, when he hears the sound of gym equipment, he gets happy because he's associated with rewards. That was the time he was with his dad. He doesn't think about the pain. You know, some people say, no pain, no gain. And you just focus on the pain and you'll everything. No one's gonna sit there. Your brain won't let you. So with The Rock, the reason he's one of the reasons he says he's diligent in the gym is because he has his good connotations, you could call it. Good associations. So you want to associate. Like if you're worried about starting your own business and you go, well, what happens if it doesn't work out? See, you're focused on the process. That'll come later. Get your butt to the gym. Get started on the company. Then you'll figure out the process as you go, if that makes sense. So get the order right. The visualization, Kobe Bryant, one of the great basketball players of all time, Hall of Fame. You know, he'll be in the Hall of Fame. One of the things that he says, or he did, he would play basketball without the ball because the ball's the process, you know, and the process wasn't important. What it was is he would visualize the ball going in. Shaquille O'Neal said he came into the gym one day and thought Kobe Bryant had gone crazy. He was playing a game by himself with no ball, but playing it in real life, like dribbling and all that. So the process of dribbling, Kobe wasn't focused on, because that's painful to learn how to improve your skills. He was focused on what's gonna look like when he shoots and the ball goes in. That's the reward. The crowd, he was probably hearing cheering. You know, he made hundreds of millions of dollars. He might've been thinking about that. He might've been thinking about the respect, whatever it is that motivates you. So remember, keep the eye on the prize. The prize, whatever the prize is, and it should be tangible. Don't say broad things like, oh, happiness. You're too broad. Don't say, oh, you know, life's going to be better. Oh, I'll make enough money. Pick a number. When I make 100 grand a year, I'll be able to do blank. Go visit my family on Thanksgiving, you know, without stress. I'll be able to contribute to this charity. I'll be able to buy this car or this nicer place to live. I'll be able to put my kids in a nicer school. You know, that is a tangible, specific benefit. And so that'll start balancing out that reward pain ratio. And as you focus on the reward and you visualize reward, it tips the scales, and it's like, that's what will get you to slide out of the chair, off your butt from procrastinating. Same with reading. People don't read because they associate it with pain, because the school system reprogrammed our brain to associate reading with pain. Well, for me, it's not, because every time I read, I'm advanced in whatever it is I'm doing, whether it be business and making money. It's brought me so many tangible benefits that when I see a book, I'm like excited. And so I've changed the association patterns in my brain. So books appear to me to be this pleasure thing, this, you know, no pain. They're just rewards. And so I can read a lot. So this is a fundamental concept that very few people grasp. So I hope that helps you. And, you know, does it work every time? Nothing works every time. But the general principle, what Mark Cuban did as a billionaire to become a billionaire, his visualization process, Kobe Bryant's visualization process, this stuff generally works. You know, there's no perfect silver bullet, but try it. Leave a comment. Maybe you have a better procrastination avoidance trick.